first two lines I followed it.
All right. Now, in Red River Valley, we have two pickup notes, right? It's in, what's the time signature?
4.
Yeah, 4-4, four, four, that's right. And so if you look at the E note underneath the C chord, that's on B what? That's the beginning of the bar, right? There's the bar line and then the E note. So what beat is that?
2.
Well, no, this is the beginning of the bar.
Oh, 1.
Yeah, it's 1. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and, I thought 2 note.
Yeah, yeah. So, but so the, in order to determine what beat you come in on, go backwards. So if the E note is on beat 1 and we're in 4-4, the C note right before the E note has to be on beat what?
4.
You got it. And therefore, the G before the C has to be on beat 3. That's right. So we come in on beat 3. And so the count would be, it'd be too little to just count 1, 2. You could, but it'd be better to count one whole bar, give it two bars up front. By the way, something to notice about this Red River Valley, the melody of it. Notice the first three notes is G, C, and E, right? If you play those three notes all together, you have a mini C chord, right? If you were to add your other fingers down there, it would be just like a C chord, and you're playing the top three strings. And I'm just pointing out, melody and chords often go together. So you have little portions of, like those three notes together, make a C chord. And so melody and, even though you're not reading the chords in this exercise, they help inform a melody sometimes, and vice versa. The melody helps inform a chord choice. Like, this is too much information, but back when we did Psalm 100, in bar number 3, it had a C note and a G chord, so I just decided to reinterpret that as a C chord, but this is too much information. Here we go with Red River Valley. The other thing to notice about Red River Valley before we get started is at the end of line 1, you have a note, a C note that comes in on beat 3, and it gets held tied over to the next half note on the next system, right? So what's the total number of beats that you would hold this C for?
4.
Nope, that's not it. So we're going to go through
three.
It. The dotted half note is worth how many?
3.
3, yep. And then it's tied to a half note, which is worth what?
2.
Yeah, good. So it was kind of a tricky question. You would hold it for 5 beats, but you wouldn't think like that. You would only think, you know, the A is beat 1, and this C is beats 2, 3, and 4, and then hold on to the next 1 and 2. You know what I mean? So you got 5 beats to hold that. If you look at the end of the second line, this is worth 4 beats, this D note, and then that's tied to a half note, so the total length of holding that D is 6 beats, but you're not going to count that way, all right? And there is, I promise we'll get started in a minute, there's one more little thing. At the very end of the tune, the whole note is tied to a half note. Why is it only a half note? Where's the rest of the bar? In the beginning, that's right. There's two pickup notes in the beginning, so classical notation is such that pop music doesn't do it as much, but in classical music, that's how they do it. They bar the two beats from up there. So here we go. We're going to count 2 bars. It's going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Awesome.